Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. I hope everyone is having a wonderful holiday as we just came out of Christmas and all the different holidays are all around the world. And so welcome to today's show. And we are already at the end of this year, and so I'm so excited to be ending the year off with you all on the show today. So for those who are new to me, my name is Catherine Hahn, and I am an angelic energy healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So I am so excited. We are just a couple days away from the new year, so I hope everyone is getting prepared for 2020. So if you are listening and would like some guidance or would like to chat about the topic or the energy of this week, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. You can also go to our chat room, which is within our group. So if you go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, you can go to our simulcast that is on there, and you can chat with us there as well. So you can post your questions there, as well as just be listening in as you are on Facebook. So this week we have a few angels stepping forward. First, we'll start with the energy of this week, and then we'll go ahead and talk about the energy to, like, have a preview of 2020. So if you're listening, if you'd like to chat with us, I do have callers lining up already. So if you'd like to chat with us, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad. All right. So we have Archangels Uriel as well as Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us this week. So this week we had the new moon right after Christmas. We also have the first of the year coming up in a couple days. And so Archangel Ariel stepping forward for us to share with us that it's time to set those intentions. And so, you know, when it comes to new moons, when it comes to the first of the month, it's always a great time to set the intention for the coming, this cycle that we're in, as well as for the new month that we are in as well. So, and this new moon is helping us to set the intentions not only for the month of January, but also for the year. So it's setting us up for that energy to really set those intentions of what it is that we really want to accomplish for the year, what it is that we want to achieve, those goals that we want to achieve, what it is, and what it is that we are meant to do and our purpose, so that we can mean that energy of being prepared and being there to do those things that we are meant to do. So I'm be calling on Archangel Ariel, and she'll be able to help you to find that clarity on what it is that we need to do in order to set those intentions, how to be clear on those intentions that we need to set. So Archangel Ariel stepping in for that. So if at the beginning of this week, if you are, you know, still kind of unsure of and not have, if you don't aren't sure of that clarity and are a little bit confused on where this week is going, it's actually part of that energy that we are in. So when we tune in this week, when we do some meditating, when we do some journaling and ask Archangel Ariel to step forward for us, she is then able to help us to understand how to set those intentions, how and what it is that we need to ask in order to get that clarity. And so in the middle of the week, we're actually going to start being, you know, to not be as confused, and we're not going to have that brain fog that we might feel at the beginning of this week, and have more clarity on what it is that you want to achieve, what it is that you really want to do, and how to go about doing it. We'll also get those next steps as well as we go on throughout this week. Also, this week, towards the end of the week, we're going to, as we get that clarity, as we understand more of our purpose, Archangel Uriel steps forward for us and is then able to show us what our next steps are and how to really feel into that power within us so that we can do those next steps, so that we can step out of our comfort zones and to really be able to move forward so that we can take that action, so that we can do those next steps in order to really be closer to what it is that we really want to do this year and to know what it is that we really want to achieve. So, and that is the energy of this week that's coming in. So we have Archangel Ariel and we have Archangel Uriel that are stepping forward for us. For this coming year, we actually have several angels that will be stepping forward, including Archangel Ariel. She's going to be around because this year is going to be really full of amazing things when it comes to stepping into our purpose and really achieving those things that we are dreaming about, that we truly desire and are passionate about. So there, you know, she's stepping forward for us to help us to manifest those things that we truly want to manifest within our lives, to have it come into fruition for our lives. We also have Archangel Uriel stepping forward for us for the year, because this year is going to be about understanding that we have this power, that we can do anything that we truly want to do, that we truly desire it within our lives, and to really be able to achieve those goals. And then we also do have Archangel Gabriel, just like last year, not as prominently, but is there to always to remind us of, you know, who we are and to help us to share our truth, so that we can continue to move forward into our goals and to help us to spread that news to other people of what it is that we're here to do to help others, to really share that, just the amazingness of the universe and the divine. And so this year is going to be so amazing when it comes to stepping into our purpose, of stepping into those things that we are truly meant to do. So, you know, next week and, you know, every week, just I have been doing, I will be coming on to do the energy of the week, to know what it is to expect, so that, you know, we can really be able to, you know, take those next steps and take the guidance that we get from the angels and do those things that we're really meant to do. So it is going to be an amazing year, and next week we'll talk a little bit more about that. But let's go ahead and actually take a few callers today. So let's see here. We have area code 480. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Keisha. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you. So I hope you're enjoying the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I help you today?
I was wondering, I'm looking for a job, and I was wondering, do you think it'd be better if I move to find a job or stay where I'm at and welcome the opportunities that I have presently in front of me?
So what I am seeing is that there are a few opportunities coming for you. So as of right now, I don't see a move at this moment, but what I do see is I have Archangel Ariel as well as Archangel Raphael stepping forward. And what they're showing me is that it's going to be important for you to continue to really be in this energy of manifesting for you. Keep dreaming about those things that you truly want. And not to have those things that you don't want within your mind. So what we can do, you know, as well, you know, when it comes to manifesting, all those things that you don't want, if you keep saying that to yourself, I don't want this, I don't want that, we're actually manifesting those things as well. So it's important for you to keep, you know, keep reminding yourself of what it is that you do want, and not say those things that you don't want. So if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm actually, I have been in this energy of resting and purging and kind of looking forward. Like, I'm not even, the negativity that is coming to me, it seems like it's bouncing off me, or I'm standing up to it but not really entertaining it. So I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, yeah, it just looked like, I don't know, is that what I'm doing, manifesting? Because it's an energy, but I'm not sure what it is. It's kind of seemed like
yes.
It's moving me past a lot of stuff. So,
yes.
All right.
Yes, and that's great. You know, yeah, you know, bouncing off of you and not affecting you, that's awesome that you're doing that work to
mm-hmm.
do that healing, because, you know, what you're doing is doing that healing so it doesn't trigger you. So people around you who are, you know, that may be, you know, trying to put you down are not affecting you. So that's awesome that you're
mm-hmm.
doing that. So to keep focus on those things that you truly want, and as you do that, all those things that the opportunities are going to show up for you, those things that you really want. So to keep focusing on that. And don't worry about when it comes to move. Don't worry about those things that come in as worries. You know, just
mm-hmm.
you know, give it up to the universe. Give it up to the divine. Because when you are focused on those things that you're truly meant to do, everything else will fall into place. So those next steps of what, you know, whether it's having to move or whether it's to take certain positions will
mm-hmm.
come to you. It's going to really resonate with you. So to really feel into the energy of those opportunities that do come. So do they feel really good for you? Do they feel aligned for you? Do they make you feel excited? So to focus on that, and when you do, you know that you will know that it's for you. That job will be for you.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Got you. All right. Thank you so much. God bless.
You are very welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great new year.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So let's go to our next caller. Hello, area code 310. Hello, caller.
Yes. Hello.
Hey. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome. So how can I help you today?
Yes, I just wanted to get some guidance. I am trying to figure out if I should sell my home or not. So.
Okay, so right now I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And are there things that you're working through right now when
yes.
it comes to your family and work, things like that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so what I'm being shown is that your house is not a priority right now.
Okay.
So, you know, to not worry about your house right now, but to focus on your family and those things that are coming in that you're working on. So that's going to be important to just keep your focus on that, because as you do this work, and Archangel Raphael stepping forward, as well as Archangel Gabriel, and what they're showing me is it's going to be important for you to do this work with Archangel Raphael to help you to move past those things that you need to heal and to let go. And when you do that, it's going to help you to change that energy that you're meant for this coming year. So it's important to heal those things with your family, with work, and it all ties into those things that you've been through in the past. So when you call in Archangel Raphael, he's going to be able to show you where it stems from and where it starts from. So those moments in time, he's going to remind you of what it is that you need to do in order to change that story so that you can learn and get those aha moments of what it is that you need to learn from those situations so that it doesn't go in with you into 2020. So if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay, yes, I guess so. I mean, I've actually been wondering if I should try to look for a different job. Is that part of it?
Yes, so this will be part of it, because what I do see is that you're not you're not in alignment anymore to your job. And this actually has to – and so when you do this healing work, and it's this is going to affect not only your family, but also when it comes to your job. So you will be able to get more clarity on what it is that you really want to do. Right now you're not feeling into the you're already feeling misaligned to your job. So
okay.
This new year is going to be a great year for you to start new, to start fresh on a lot of different things. But it's also going to be important for you to focus not only on those things that you're already good at and the skill sets you already have, but to try something new. So it's stepping out of your comfort zone and doing those things that really excite you. And even though you may not have the skills to do it and you may not have the experience to do it, but to know that if you are truly excited about it and it really makes you want to do it, to know that you have that that power and that capability to do it. So that makes
okay.
sense.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So you know, do that work with Archangel Raphael. Archangel Gabriel is also stepping forward because it has to do with communicating with those people that you need to really communicate with. So what is coming in is that it's going to be important for you to really share those things that are within your heart with these certain people that you need to talk to. So if that makes sense.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I guess
okay.
so. I'm not sure yet. So.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. So you know, it's all within in your heart, and as you do the sharing, as you you know, bring out those things that have been bothering you or you know have been troubling you, it's going to help you to release the old energy that is not meant for you, that's, you know, no
okay.
longer who you are. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, and many blessings.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so let's go to our next caller. We have area code 360. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Holly from Los Angeles.
Hi, Holly. How are you today?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I guess when do you see me moving?
So I actually do hear soon for you, and so are you right now going through a job change, looking for something different?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I do see is in Archangel Raphael and Archangel Ariel are stepping forward for you, and first to you know let you know that you are doing a wonderful job when it comes to you know working on yourself. Is that something you've been doing lately?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay, awesome. So, you know, to keep doing that work and to keep focusing on those things that you truly want, because it's going to help you to bring it into fruition for you for this coming year. So I do see it within like middle of the year where this move will happen with a so the move will happen before so are you still looking for a job or do you already have a job lined up?
Both. I need a job and a home. Right
okay,
now I'm
so,
on unemployment.
Okay. So what I do see is this move first and then the job coming in. And so it's going to be when you want to manifest those things that you really want, to not forget about that job. What kind of job do you really want? What is it that you want to really do? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that really lights you up? So to focus on those things when it comes to looking for a job, also a place to live. So, you know, focusing on all the different senses when it comes to, you know, what you are looking for in a place to live, like where, you know, what kind of neighborhood, what kind of, even just, you know, what the house would look like, to imagine that. So to really focus on those things. And Archangel Ariel, it will be there to help you with that. So setting those intentions on what it is that you are looking for when it comes to job, what you're looking for when it comes to where you want to live, and it's going to, and to focus on those things that you truly, truly want. Not to focus on things that you don't want, but to focus on those things that you do want. So if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I do.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You are very welcome. I do see everything unfolding for you next year. So it'll be a great year for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Awesome. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let's go to our next caller here. Hello. I think we have a caller from Skype. Hello there.
That's right. It's me, Dax.
Hey, Dax. How are you?
Great, great. I was just chatting with Sharona and Charlotte in the chat room, basically the comments on our Facebook Live, and we're having a lot of fun, and I thought, hey, we were talking, and I said, we should all call in and say Happy New Year, you know, in advance, of course, but Happy New Year.
Awesome.
And it's exciting, you know, it's the last show for Psychic Talk Radio for the year. I get to do the first show, which is on Friday. This coming Friday will be the very first show of 2020, Dr. Rose and I.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't believe that we're already at the end of the year. It's awesome. But, yeah, thanks. Thank you so much for calling. Yeah?
Are you ready for the new year?
I am. I'm so excited. I've been doing a lot of channeling with angels, and they're showing me all the different things that is coming up. And so I'm so very excited. How about you? What's going on with you for the new year?
Oh, I'm really excited, too. You know, we're in the midst of launching our brand new Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com. And it's a social networking community website. I call it Facebook for Tarot. And we're coming up on the 10th anniversary. Oh, my God, January 18th.
That
show with Mary Brown and I, celebrating 10 years on the radio. Isn't that crazy?
Awesome. that's amazing.
That's going to be a big celebration. And then, of course, I'm working on launching my clinical hypnotherapy practice again, and that's what I want to do for 2020, helping people. You know, it's the beginning of the year, so everybody's getting ready for their New Year's resolutions, and it's like, wow, you know, that's right up my alley, you know, getting rid of those habits or establishing new habits. And speaking of the angels, I was going to ask you, is there anything that I should know going into 2020? Do the angels have anything that I should know? Or
yes, and I'm glad you asked. Because we do have, I do see a lot of amazing things for you. So Archangel Ariel is stepping forward for you. And what she's showing me is all those things that you were just talking about, is, you know, definitely meant for you to do. And, you know, as you keep, working on your business, especially when it comes to your business, it's going to grow tremendously. And you're going to be helping a lot of people, you know, so to continue to do that work and to continue to, do those things that make you excited, that that really, makes you want to do the work that you do. You know, so to keep doing that work, I also do have other opportunities that are stepping, that will be coming forward for you. So it is going to be an amazing year for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So...
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you.
Me too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I know the new year is going to be good. It's going to be wonderful for everybody and you as well. And I look forward to see what's happening.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm so excited too. And so... and I will actually be mentioning it here on the show about my new project as well, my new venture for myself. So, but
Yeah,
Happy New Year, Dad.
Happy New Year.
And Thank you so much for all that you do for us on Psyche Talk Network.
All righty. Bye.
All right.
Bye,
we'll bye-bye. Talk to you later. All right. So if you are just tuning in and would like to talk to me about the energy that you're feeling, if you would like to talk about or receive some guidance on kind of what to expect for yourself for 2020, or would like to chat about anything else that's within your heart, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. So let's see here. We have our next caller, area code 801. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm good. I just had to jump on the bandwagon and, say Happy New Year and all that good kind of stuff.
Well, yes, Happy New Year to you, too. So what has been going on with you?
I have just been kind of recuperating. I got kind of sick there for a while, but it's all good now. And so I'm just trying to get back into the stream of things again. And hopefully be back on with all you guys at some point in time. Probably not till summer or later, but
Awesome. Well, it is great to hear from you.
Well, yeah, you too. And I'm like Dax. I want to know if the angels have anything that I need to know going into the new year.
Yes, so I actually do have Archangels Raphael, as well as Archangel Ariel, and Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you. You have a lot of angels right there with you. Know that first that you have all that support for you. And then they want you to keep doing this work that you're doing on healing and letting go and releasing those things that are not who you are anymore. So those things that don't feel aligned to you, to do a reflection or a review on your year to see what it is that you need to let go of and to release so that you can receive the new energy that is coming for you, that's waiting right there for you. So, first it's important to let go of those things that are not who you are anymore, that are and those things that you need to release and let go. And as you do that, you're going to get the new energy that flows in. You're going to get clarity on what it is that you're meant to do for next year. And I do see amazing things happening for you, especially towards the middle and to the end of the year. So lots of things, lots of opportunities coming for you. Yeah, it's really exciting. It feels really good. So keep doing that work on the healing and letting go, and you'll be able to see those things that you're meant to do. Also, to keep sharing who you are and those lessons that you have been learning. So Archangel Gabriel is stepping forward for that. So to share your truth, to share those things that you've been through this this year, and it's going to help you to get more clarity and to understand more of what it is that you're meant to do, and also to help you to release that old energy that's stuck within so that you are ready for 2020 and you're ready to jump in with both feet and to really get going. There's going to be a lot of action happening in 2020. So get ready. It's going to be an amazing year for you.
Wow. That's sounds sounds great. That sounds perfect. So
awesome. Well, yeah, I do see a lot of work that you've done, and it really feels good. So keep doing that work. Keep digging in to those things. And, you're going to be filled with this abundance that you're meant for in 2020 and for the decade. So I'm able to kind of see what your decade is going to look like. And it's going to be really a part of what you're meant to do, your purpose. You're really going to be going into that. In this new decade. So, yep, it's going to be amazing for you.
Geez, you're almost making me tear up here. With,
I'm
you
so
know,
excited for
with,
you.
With happiness. So, thank you. Wow. Thanks, Catherine.
You are very welcome. Yeah, it feels really good. So keep doing that work and just keep moving forward and, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone and, you know that the angels are always there guiding you and they're always there supporting you.
Yes. Yes.
Well, awesome.
On those hard days, it's sometimes hard to forget, you know, because you start feeling like you're just so on your own, and then you go, hey, ding dong, wake up, and talk to your help squad, you know, the angels. And so,
yep, and
well,
don't forget those signs that they always send you, too. They're always there reminding you that they're there.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome.
Well,
I hope you have a great.
We were going to say the same thing.
Yeah, I think so. Well, have a great new year.
You too. And thanks again.
You are very welcome. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. So if you are listening and would like to share what it is that you have been going through or those things that have been coming in for you, the lessons and what you have been reflecting on, I would love to speak with you. So give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad so that you can be live on air with me. All right. So let's keep going when it comes to today's topic. And today's topic, we're just wrapping up the series that we've been talking about on that the month of giving. So, you know, we're in the season of giving. And so for this week, for all of us, it's, you know, as we start to enter into 2020, it's going to be important for us to tune in and do a reflection on our year. How is it that we've grown this year? You know, going back to the beginning of this year, January and February, and then going through each month, and especially if you are a person who journals, to, you know, look back on those months and see what it is that you've been, you know, whether it's what you've been seeing when it comes to your gifts, or when it comes to those things that you've been doing to help others and serve others. And even when it comes to, you know, those things that you've been working on, when it comes to your healing and those things that you were letting go of and releasing. So going through the months and seeing how much you've grown, and it really helps us when it comes to that energy to help us to really be able to raise our vibrations and to help us to, you know, be in that energy as we prepare to go into 2020. So knowing that we've grown and we're always growing, we're always in this energy of change. And so how far have you come? How much have you grown? And to really celebrate you as you do that work, as you focus on those things that you've done, and you know how much that you've done for others, but also for yourself. You know, have you been doing that work on yourself? And as you went through the months, how has that changed? How is it, if you have been working on relationships with others and past trauma and childhood things, how has that changed? How has, and are you then able to communicate with those people that you've had to work on these relationships with, and are they still triggers for you? Or have you seen a change? Does it not trigger you anymore? And if that happens, it's knowing that you've grown, that you have healed, and you have been able to let go of those things that, you know, are not who you are, and to know that you are this powerful being and that you can do anything that you truly want to do. And so to, you know, go through that reflection, and then, as we do that and as we celebrate ourselves and to really love ourselves through that process, as we then connect with the angels and thank the angels and the divine and God and higher power, whoever it is that, whether it's that you pray or meditate, to really be thankful and grateful for that growth and for that healing. And when we do that, we actually manifest more of that. We, bring into our life more of those things that we really want. And, and also when we do that work too, we gain that clarity on what it is that we're meant to do. We gain the clarity on our purpose, how it is that we're meant to use our gifts and our abilities to help even more people, and to create, whether it's a business that we're meant to create or whether it's to help in other ways in creating those things that we are meant to do, our purpose, and with our passions and desires. So it's really important for us, at the end of this year, to celebrate ourselves, celebrate the work that we've done, celebrate how far we've come, and how much we have grown. Because that celebrating and being in that joy and in that energy really helps us to raise our vibrations, to help us to get that new energy in, and to then to help us to really understand what it is that we're meant to do. So we have, let's go to our next caller here. We have area code 856. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, area code 856. Okay, so we'll go back to them a little bit later. But before we do, we are actually almost at the top of the hour. And so let's go ahead and see what's coming up on Psychic Talk Network. So let's see. After the new year, on Friday, we have our first show of the new year, and the doctors will be in. So be sure to tune in with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax as they welcome you to 2020, and they will be taking your calls and doing mini readings. So be sure to tune in with them. And then on Saturday, Mystical Musings will be back with host Mary Brown And she will be talking about a new ritual for a new year. So be sure to tune in with her, and she will be taking calls as well. And then next week, we have, right before my show, we have Wisdom of the Soul with host Janice Fuchs. So be sure to tune in with her. And then I will be back next week on the 6th to talk more about this new year and what to expect for next week. We have a lot of different energies coming in next week, so be sure to tune in for that. And we will be talking more about what to expect and you know, that getting that clarity on and having that vision for 2020. So be sure to tune in for that. So I'm just so excited. And what I've done recently, you know, when it comes to New Year's and setting those intentions for the new year, a lot of times it helps us to have this theme, this word of the year, a theme for this year. And if this is going to be a word that resonates with you throughout the year. And, you know, when it comes to that word, you know, I encourage all of you to, when we meditate, when we do some journaling, to ask the angels what it is that theme is for you that is going to be something that you carry throughout the year. So for myself, last year was my word for last year was impact. So to make an impact in more lives, to help others in bigger ways. And, you know, when I received that word, I didn't quite understand why, you know, that was really coming in. I knew that I had this greater mission and this greater purpose when it came to this year, but I didn't really see that big picture. And now that I look back, you know, I'm able to see, wow, you know, it has been a year of impact where, you know, I finished a year on being Psychic Talk, on being on here on Psychic Talk. And then I actually started two other radio shows to help even more people and to reach more, more people, to help them to learn and to guide and to be there for others. And then, you know, towards the end of this year, another thing that the angels and guides have been showing me is what it is that I'm meant to do going forward. And so one of them is writing a book. So I have been, you know, doing some writing as I'm channeling with the angels and as they bring forth those things that I need to know in order to put it in this book. And, you know, they have been telling me it's for next year. But, you know, I had to start it this year. Another big thing that I am doing that I have been shown, and this is my life's work, is to create a nonprofit. And so that is a huge task, which, you know, and I've had to work through my own fears and doubts through that, and I still do when it comes to that, because this nonprofit is going to be helping people all over the world to understand their gifts, to understand their abilities, and also to understand their passions and their desires, and what it is that they truly want to do, and to help them remember all those things that they're meant for, and then to help them to really be able to reach those people that they're meant to reach, to do that purpose, that greater purpose, and to understand why they're here on this earth, what their their mission is and what their purpose is, using their passions and using their desires, and then their gifts, which match your passions. And so it is going to be a nonprofit that, we're one to reach people who are, even those people who are not able to afford, and to help everyone to understand what their purpose is here on this earth, and to help them to see the light and their love that's within them, so that they can also then help others that they're meant to help with their gifts, with being able to, teach, and like I have mentioned, everyone is a teacher and everyone is here to heal others. And so to help everyone to see that. And so it's going to be this big mission where, I will be, this nonprofit will be working with other businesses, other leaders, those people who don't see them as teachers just yet, and to help them to become teachers so that they can help those people that they're meant to help, as well as to work with other nonprofits to reach a bigger audience, to combine resources to help even more people. So I am so excited as I go on this journey of really being able to help even more people, to reach even more people as we do this work. And it's going to, I know that it's going to be amazing. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. But, it's all worth it so that we can all understand our purpose, all understand that we are here to do amazing things, that, we are meant to live a life that is in joy and happiness, doing those things that we are meant to do and those things that we are passionate about. We're meant to live in joy. We're meant to live in happiness. We're not meant to do those things that we don't really like to do and live a life that's, that stresses us out or, we don't like. We're really meant to do those things that we truly want to do. And so the nonprofit is going to then help reach all of those people in so that they can understand that, so that they could see their own gifts and see their own abilities through teachings of others, through this is going to be a school. So so if you're listening and you feel as if you need to reach the world, you are meant to reach the world. You have this vision to really help others in a bigger way. Please feel free to reach out to me because, that means if you have that passion and that drive, that means that you are meant to do that work, that you are meant to, work with us and other nonprofits and other businesses and to get yourself out there so that you can help those people that you're meant for. And all those people that you're meant to help are going to be attracted to you as you do the work that you're meant to do, as you step out of your comfort zone, as you teach those that you're meant to teach, if you are being drawn that way right now, or if you are a business that wants to reach even more people, to know that you are meant to do that work. So that is what I'm doing with this nonprofit. And so, if you feel drawn to that, please feel free to reach out and let me know what it is that you're thinking when it comes to how you'd like to reach people, how and what your gifts are and what it is that you're an expert at as well, because that is what you would be teaching others so that they can understand that, you know, I do have that gift there. I am drawn to that teaching or that course because that's part of my passion. And so we're trying to help people to really understand what it is that, you know, they are meant to do. And then working with these different businesses and nonprofits, we're helping those people who are passionate about those things to be able to find the right people to go to, so that they can reach even more people, so they can reach those that they're meant to reach and help in the way that they're meant to help, and to make an impact in this world the way that they are meant to make that impact. So I'm so excited. And, you know, I would love to hear also about what it is that your vision is and what your purpose is and what you've been learning about yourself. So, you know, be sure to, you know, reach out. And let's go back to our caller to see if this person's back. So area code, hello, area code 856. Hello, caller.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So what was your name?
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Thanks.
So how can I help you today? You are very welcome.
Thank you. I'm just wondering if there's a move for me further north in my future. I'm wondering if I'm going to get a job and take a move further north, or if I might end up staying where I'm currently living in this area.
So at the moment, I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you. And at the moment, it is meant for you to stay where you are. And the reason is that there's some things that, what they're showing me is that there's some things that need to be patched up, if that makes sense. So there are some things that need to be closed for you so that you can really move forward. So some healing is going to be in the works for you, and some things that you have to really understand about more of yourself so that you can really feel into what it is that you really are meant to do, gaining that clarity on who you truly are. And know, so that you can understand what you are meant to do, what it is that you are meant to do in a deeper level. Because this, once you do move, and I do see it in the future, once you do move, you'll have that clarity so that you can find that right job for you that is meant for you. Also, I do see in the near future that along with having a job, that you'll be creating a business as well. So is that something that you've been interested in?
So I do contract work now, and I've applied to a few contracts where I'm at in this area, but I'm supposed to hear about a permanent position that I interviewed for either this week or next week. And that, if I got that job, that would require a move further north. So I'm wondering if one of the contracts is what I'm going to end up getting instead.
Okay. So it does seem like you will be contract work as of right now would be a better option for you, but really feel into the energy of, and I know that you can, really feel into the energy of the work, the opportunities that come, because there are going to be some red flags that you might see already or you will be seeing soon. So to pay attention to those red flags that come in, and not to just brush it off. Because that's going to really be impacting your job and how it works. So have you in the past gone through jobs where you have seen red flags and you kind of still went with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because financially I needed to.
Okay. So that is a part of healing that needs to be done. And it stems from your past. It stems from past work. It stems from even when you were younger with your family. So it's going to be important for you to look at this. So Archangel Raphael, you want to call on him and do some journaling to see it, like all those times that it has come up for you and see, you know, where what the common thing is that you're seeing that's that habit that you need to break. So when you do that and able to learn the lessons behind it, then you're able to then release that energy of not having that same cycle over and over again happen again. So to know that, you know, you are able to, you have the gift to really sense those red flags and to listen to that, your own intuition and just who you are, because you do have these amazing gifts. So when you do really see that and realize that, you're then able to listen to those red flags and say, okay, I'm getting this red flag, so this is not the job for me. So to look at those things, and then you'll be able to, you know, break that cycle and then be able to move forward in a new energy and understand with clarity what it is that you're meant to do.
So that makes sense. But the thing is, at my age, I need to get my house, the sooner the better. And I'm concerned that if I end up having to put it off too much longer, I'm not going to be able to get a mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know that there's these limiting beliefs that are coming up, but when we do those things that we are truly meant to do, those things that, you know, that really lights us up, we have to remember that the divine and the universe always are guiding us and supporting us. So we have to trust when we do those things that we're meant to do. We need to also trust and have that faith that the divine, our angels and guides in God will support us, and they will help us with finding ways to, when it comes to abundance, finding ways to be able to be supported and to be provided for. So a lot of it has to do with trusting and having that faith that everything will work out for you. So to, you know, really focus on that, focus on those things that you truly want to do, what it is that you feel that you really need to do, and then knowing that you will be provided for. And it's also going to help, too, when you look at in the past and seeing all those times where you have been provided for in many different ways and where you have seen that abundance come in for you. So that's going to help you when it comes to seeing that, you know, you have been provided for before, that you have been, you know, they have always supported you, and to look at those times in your life and knowing that, yeah, they will support you and guide you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
You are very welcome, and I hope you have a wonderful new year.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and let's go to, let's see, area code 520. Hello.
Hi.
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 Hello. I hear a lot of, there's a lot of feedback going on.
No. Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right.
Okay. I try to make it as quiet as possible.
Okay. So what was your name again?
It's Lisa, and I'm so sorry. I really am. I try to make it as quiet as possible for you.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's actually a lot better now.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I applied for a position about a month and a half ago, and I haven't heard back from them, and it's okay if I don't get offered the position. Actually, if I do get offered the position, I'll be in a torn place that I feel like I'll have to take it in the way of it being destiny. It's just going to load my plate up with a lot. I'm already an independent contractor in an industry that I had to study very hard for to become licensed. And I wonder what the psychic energy sees with all that. Does it see me staying and in the industry? I don't see myself giving up my license. I just don't see that. But I'm wanting to make income, bring in more income. But I also have a entrepreneurial spirit about me, and I'm very creative. And I'm wanting to create something in the book arena, you know, writing. And I've had many thoughts and worked on it for a number of years. So I don't know. I don't know what the psychic energy sees for that.
It's so funny that you mentioned entrepreneurial, because as soon as we were talking, I had Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel step forward and said that it's time for you to create this business.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So I know that there's fears and doubts coming in because you need to make money. But when it comes to new businesses, it's hard. It's not easy. And, you know, at first you may not be able to make the money that you need to make. But to know and trust that when you do those things that you're meant to do, that you will be provided for. So to first remember that, and Archangel Raphael will help you through those fears and doubts that are coming in, but to know that you are meant to create this business. You are meant to write. You are meant to be creative. So, and, you know, if you really feel into that energy too, it actually, like, I could tell, and I don't know if you can tell, that it makes you happy when you think about writing and being creative. So, you know, to really, you know, go for that and to focus on that. And Archangel Gabriel will help you to know what it is that you need to write, what it is that you need to do in order to create this business for you. And it's going to help you to really see more and more on those next steps that you're meant to see as you step out of your comfort zone to do this. So if that makes sense.
Well, does it show that I'll stay within the field that I'm in now as far as the independent contractor goes? I just had a discussion with somebody a little bit ago. It's a whole lot of work with little pay in return. And I'm just, you know, I like the work. I like being in a position where I'm not forced to look at every penny right now and, you know, pull my hair out and say, oh my God, what am I going to do? No, I'm not there. But I don't know. I just, I don't know. Does it,
yeah, so,
does it,
What was that?
Does it show that, and the other thing is, am I going to hear back from that organization? Are they going to offer me the position? Which, if they don't offer me, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I actually don't have an answer for you for that. That's not something that they're showing me right now. But what they are showing me is that it's going to really be important for you to focus on this writing. So as you open up to the opportunity or the idea of, you know, doing this writing and creating this business for yourself, you're going to see some things fall away. Those things that you're not meant for, that's going to fall away. Those things that you're not meant for, you're not going to feel aligned to it anymore.
Yeah.
It's just not going to feel good. So, so to really focus on this business, and it's great that, you know, you don't have to worry too much about, you know, the stress of money as much. But to really focus on and to also do some daydreaming and do some manifesting on this business to really and as you do that, you're going to get more and more clarity on what it is that you need to do in a bigger level. So I hope that makes sense.
Well, it's pretty much you know, I think it's just more meditation, more not watching the pot to see when it's going to boil kind of thing.
Exactly. But to really focus on what it is that you truly desire, what it is that you're really passionate about. And as you do that, you're going to get a lot of things unfold. A lot of different opportunities come, and you know, when we take that first step out of our comfort zones and trusting and believing that we're going to be supported, that's when a lot of other things come to it. That's when we start to see a lot more magic around us, a lot more opportunities that come, also the signs from the angels saying that they're there guiding you, supporting you. So now I want to encourage you to really focus on those things that you truly want to do. And I do believe that this writing and this creative work is something that you're meant for.
Yeah, I do too. Well, thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful new year.
Oh, yeah, you too, for sure. Your nonprofit sounds nice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And, yes, you know, I have my own fears and doubts that come in too because it is a huge job for me. But, you know, I know that they'll be guiding me and supporting me each and every way.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I hope that, you know, you'll keep me posted on how things go for you.
Thank you. I will.
All right. So, well, we'll talk again soon.
So the sound quality is better now?
Yes, it's a lot better.
Oh, good. Gosh, I was really getting worried there for a second. Okay, thank you.
You are very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
All right, and let's take our last caller here. We have area code 647. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
I'm good. Can you ask the archangels if right now is the right time to move, and or should I just continue trying to manifest the lottery while I'm living at my resistant family's house, controlling family's house?
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward for you, and right now is not a great time to move for you, but what I'm also seeing is that there's some things coming in that have been like trauma or past things that have hurt you in the past that are coming forward. And that actually is affecting all the abundance that you're meant for, that it's actually blocking it. So there's a lot of things from your past that need to be healed so that you can really change that story and change your mindset. And so, you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael and do some meditating with him. And he's going to be able to show you the lessons from those things that you need to heal from. So if that makes
sense. Yeah,
it makes
sense.
Because,
should I continue trying to manifest the lottery?
What was that?
Should I continue trying to manifest the lottery?
Well, right now what they're showing me is it's really going to be important for you to do this healing work from your past. Because, you know, you may be manifesting and you may be, you know, desiring all these different things, but it won't come in because of the blocks that you have from your past. So if you'd like help with that, you can contact me through the different platforms that I have, and I can help you with this. But right now, there's a lot of things that are coming in that needs to be healed so that you can manifest those things that you're meant for.
Okay. So healed from this lifetime, like the family relationships?
So yes. The family relationships, all those things from your past that have hurt you, that has affected your current like relationships in the past, along the way, and even currently. So when you do that work, it's going to be able to help you to really open up to this new energy that comes in for you, and so that you can be open to the abundance that is meant for you. And it's right there waiting for you. But it's really important for you to do this healing work first.
Okay. One of my practices is to send love to the people that hurt me the most, like loads and loads of love through visualization practices. And I feel like
yes,
that's healing too.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay, and that's great. Yeah, it's great that you're sending love to those people that have hurt you in the past and things like that, but that's actually not healing you. So, you know, I want you to know that love that you're sending, it is working, and it helps people, that energy that you're sending, but it's really important for you to heal those hurts within you so that you can be open to, because you aren't meant for abundance. You are meant to receive those things that you truly want. But when we don't heal those hurts that are within us, that's still bothering us and that are still troubling us, that are within our hearts, then it's really hard for us to receive that abundance that we're meant for, to be open to receiving. Okay.
So how do you heal that hurt within yourself?
So calling on Archangel Raphael is a great way to do that while you're meditating or even doing some journaling. So when you call on Archangel Raphael and start journaling, to journal out all those things that come into your mind and that come into your heart, all the feelings that come with it. And so when you do that and just kind of write everything down as it comes in, it's going to then, and then Archangel Raphael will be able to then show you how to really see it in a new way, in a new perspective, so that you can release that and release those hurts. And knowing also that it's not those things that those people that have hurt you, it's because of their own hurts that they've had themselves that they have projected onto you. But to know that it's not your fault, and that knowing that you can understand that they have their own hurts that they needed to heal from. So it's not your thing that, none of it's your fault. But to know that, and when you change that story and when you change that perspective, then you're able to start healing and letting go of those things that people have done to you. So if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm calling on Archangel Raphael right now and getting his assistance to hurt not only all the hurts of this lifetime, but all lifetimes.
So do some journaling, do some meditating, and it's really going to help you through this process.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful new year.
You too.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we are almost at an hour and a half here. So, but in closing, I want to wish everyone a wonderful new year as we celebrate on Wednesday and as we go into this new year, and to remember to do that reflection and really celebrate you and how far that you've come. And so, I am sending you all so much love and light. And as always, you can always reach me by going to psychictalk.net/Catherine. Reach me through the different channels there on Facebook. And if you are needing some healing, if you are needing help in what it is that you need to do in order to heal so that you can understand what your purpose is and what you're meant to do, then please feel free to reach out to me. And if there are things troubling you, you can always reach out to knowing that there's always someone there that you can reach out to. So sending you all lots of love and light. And I am so excited for this new year. And I hope you are as well. And so we will talk again in the new year. So bye-bye for now.